there. Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital FM Sirius Satellite Radio, and we are online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
I can confirm that. I am Mike Pesca. Is that true?
I don't know. Some days. You're some kind of other crazy dude.
The other dude. Coming up, if there were a magazine about magazines, Peter Carlson would be somewhere on the masthead. The author of the magazine reader column in the Washington Post, he's hanging it up, but he stops by to talk about it. Before that, let us get the latest news headlines from the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thank you, Mike. Iraq's prime minister wants relief from foreign debt going back to the Saddam Hussein years. Nouri al-Maliki made the plea at a conference in Sweden today. Iraq owes at least $67 billion, much to other Arab states. The conference looks at how much progress Iraq has made on rebuilding. A top Mexican lawman is begging for more firepower to fight heavily armed drug cartels. Violence has soared lately. Many high-ranking cops have been killed. James Bleers has the story from Mexico City.
General Rodolfo Cruz, who's the link man between the Mexican army and federal police, says their pistols and rifles aren't a match for semi-automatic assault rifles of the drug cartels. Cartel gunmen also have easy access to rocket launchers, grenades, and 50-caliber sniper rifles. Cruz wants law and order to have machine guns so they aren't outgunned.
James Bleers reporting from Mexico City. A train driver is dead and many passengers injured in a train crash in Metro Boston. Two commuter trains slammed into each other during last night's rush hour. Transit officials aren't yet sure what caused the wreck in the Boston suburb of Newton. The Boston wreck followed another train crash on Chicago's south side. It's under investigation, but transit officials blame the train driver. Chicago Public Radio's Sam Hudzik has the story.
A transit authority spokesperson says the driver of the train appears to have blown a red light. That triggered an automatic switch, stopping the train. When the driver tried to move again, the train derailed, but stayed upright. The fire department transported 14 passengers to area hospitals, none in serious condition.
Chicago Public Radio's Sam Hudzik reporting. It's an American debate that goes back all the way to Jefferson and Hamilton, and also the Green Acres theme song. The question is, what's better, the city or the country? A new survey weighs in today, at least on the environmental aspect. The Brookings Institution study says city residents have much smaller carbon footprints than people in the country, mainly because they're more likely to use mass transit than drive cars. High gas prices have airlines strapped, and they're passing the costs onto flyers. They've jacked fares and added charges for once free services, like checking bags or getting exit row seats. But through all this, flyers could at least count on the simple pleasure of tearing open a small pack of peanuts and savoring subtle honey-roasted flavor. No more. At least not on U.S. Airways, which is cutting out all free snacks in coach starting next month. They say they will still have free soft drinks, so no ginger ale drought just yet. That's all I have for now. If you need more news, it's online all the time at npr.org.
This is NPR.